Live from the front lines of freedom in the middle of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Wednesday, May the 22nd, 2019, here are three big things you need to know right now. Three. The backlash against alleged Republican Congressman Justin Amash building. At least two challengers have now emerged and announced their intention to challenge him in the primary. Meanwhile, rumors are growing that Amash is actually looking to run for president. Two, with all the subpoenas and all of the noise, you would think Bob Mueller might be somewhere to be found. After all, we're told by CNN and others last week that he was in secret negotiation with Democrats to show up, but so far nothing. And number one, in a very short time, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats will go behind closed doors to discuss impeachment. Nancy doesn't want to do it. Nancy doesn't want to do it. She is resisting it because she knows what kind of political damage comes with pursuing impeachment when it just isn't there. But there are a whole host of freshmen in the freshman class of the Democrats that are hardcore leftists that Nancy has, frankly, no control over. They include Ilhan Presley. They include Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. The list goes on. Plus, there are a whole host of other rabid, radical, partisan, hardcore leftists that identify as socialists, democratic socialists, not really even Democrats anymore, who are demanding a pursuit of impeachment despite the fact that Bob Mueller came up with nothing. And Bob Mueller still hasn't appeared on Capitol Hill. We were promised by CNN, what was it, 2 weeks ago, that he would be up by May the 15th. That Bob Mueller would show up on Capitol Hill by May the 15th. Of course, that hasn't happened. And in the meantime, the president says he's no longer entertaining any more of this cooperation. During the entire Mueller investigation that took almost 2 years and $35 million, the president not once invoked executive privilege. Not once. Now he's saying, enough. We have a country to run. We have important matters to deal with, which may include border security along the Mexico border, the USMCA, which is the renegotiation of NAFTA, which is sitting there ready to go. It includes threats militarily from Iran. There are all a host of concerns that we have as Americans, none of which really focus or center on the Russia collusion investigation anymore, because we all, well, those of us that are willing to actually accept the report from Bob Mueller know that it didn't happen. We know that Donald Trump and his team did not collude with the Russians or put their thumb on the scales somehow in a nefarious way. We know the Russians spent a few $100,000 maybe on Facebook posts. Hillary Clinton spent $1 billion with a B, $1 billion on her campaign. Was spending millions of dollars a day some days on social media campaigns. And yet, those on the left would have you believe that somehow the Russians were able to buy for a couple $100,000 the whole shoot match, the whole election. And it didn't happen. So this is a big meeting. Because for weeks now, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has tried to keep the calls for impeachment at bay. She has talked it down. She has deflected. She has said no. But some of these folks, not to be denied. Not to be denied. Among those, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is now in lockstep with presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, his numbers are rising again, which is good news for my prognostications, because I have said for a very long time that Bernie is the odds-on favorite in my mind because he has a level of hardcore support. Plus, he has great money rolling in. He can raise money in a very effective way. And the latest polling from Iowa shows that he is tied at 24% each with frontrunner Joe Biden, the former vice president. But now Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders in lockstep. I think that Bernie realizes he has to co-opt that energy that's being brought by AOC to the party. He has to use that to his advantage to get that far left fringe to lock it in. The Green New Deal crowd, the Antifa crowd, the brick throwers, the bomb throwers, those that would light the Republic on fire just to watch it burn. That crew, they have to get in line with Bernie, or Bernie stands no chance whatsoever. And by the way, going into this meeting, AOC is calling on House Democrats to move forward. That's the term, move forward with impeaching President Trump, adding that if they fail to do so, if they fail to move forward on impeachment, it will be considered politically motivated in her mind and the mind of others. The freshman New Yorker issuing the call to arms to members of her party. That came after Don McGahn, the former White House counsel, did not appear before Gerald Nadler's Judiciary Committee. That, by the way, outraged a bunch of Democrats. Well, he's not here. That's unprecedented, which, of course, it's not. Everything's unprecedented to them. It's not unprecedented in any way. In fact, you don't have to go very far back. You can go to Ben Rhodes from the Obama administration, close advisor to that president, who refused to honor subpoenas to come appear before Republican-led committees. And, of course, this goes back for generations, in fact, to the founding of the Republic. You know, sometimes people say no. Sometimes people realize that the subpoenas issued by Republicans and Democrats, it goes both ways, make no mistake, are politically motivated. Nothing more politically motivated than the subpoenas we are seeing now, some that target the Trump Family Trust, the Trump Organization, the Trump family in general, his children, his grandchildren, his business practices dating back to at least 2011, which was at least 4.5 years prior to Donald Trump announcing his run for presidency in the first place. So as you look at everything that's going on, the totality of it all, you have to ask yourself, do I really believe that impeachment is the best course of action? If you're a Democrat, that's the question that's going to be in front of you today. Is impeachment the best course of action? And I believe that the Democrats are going to push for it. In fact, I would not be surprised if they come out of that meeting at 9 o'clock pushing for impeachment. I don't think you're going to come out of there unified because people like Nancy Pelosi know the price you will pay. Here's the thing. Americans have already seen the 448-page report. They know there's nothing there when it comes to collusion and conspiracy. They know that obstruction of justice isn't there. And Americans in general have a sense of fair play. They have a sense of fair play. Listen, the game's over. Bob Mueller did his bit. The Trump administration provided more than 1 million documents, 1.4 million. There were 500 interviews, 1,700 search warrants, I believe, 20 prosecutors, 40 FBI agents, and they came up dry. Americans know that. So they have a fair sense that there's nothing here. And Americans, I do believe, have a sense of fair play. And right now, to continue to go after and hammer Donald Trump, his administration, his transition, investigating his inauguration fund now, I mean, anything they can look at to try to find dirt, that's what they're doing. And it's got to come to a close. And the American citizenry as a whole believe that. So Nancy Pelosi, please allow them to pursue impeachment because the damage done to the Democrats before November 2020 will be profound. Profound. It's Wednesday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American